Hi folks, Matt McSpirit here, technical evangelist here at Microsoft, bringing you a series of videos all about Azure Stack. And in this particular video, we're going to be learning a little bit more about the business model of Azure Stack. And to help us learn more, we've got Jenny from the Cloud Plus Enterprise Business Planning Group. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, nice to meet you, Matt.
Yeah, you too. Tell us about the Azure Stack business model.
Yeah, so in the same way that Azure Stack is an extension of Azure, the Azure Stack business model is just an extension of the Azure business model.
So what does that mean? I've heard Azure Stack is sold as a hardware and software integrated system.
That's right. So the software comes pre-installed on approved hardware. And that hardware is purchased directly from our hardware partners, and they dictate the business model and the pricing there. However, for the Azure services that are running on Stack, that's contracted directly with Microsoft, and the business model is very much aligned with our Azure business model.
Okay, so can you elaborate on how the Azure services running on Azure Stack are purchased and billed?
Yeah, sure. So just like in Azure, Azure Stack is a fee-for-consumption business model with no upfront licensing fees. And so what that means is that when you get your Azure Stack system and have it installed, you haven't paid anything yet for the services on Azure Stack.
Right.
You only begin paying for services when you start using them, and then when you're using them, you only pay for what you use.
Right.
I would say that in addition, we've tried to make the transaction model as similar as possible to between Azure and Azure Stack. And so what that means is that you use the same subscriptions, the same pool of monetary commit, and you get the same invoice for both Azure and Azure Stack.
So it seems that in order to be billed for consumption of these Azure services on Azure Stack, you would need to be connected back to Microsoft's commerce system. But what if somebody's got a disconnected environment, completely disconnected?
Yeah, so in situations where you have a disconnected system, we do offer a more traditional licensing model, which is an annual subscription for a certain number of physical cores.
Okay, good to know. So will the prices be the same for Azure and Azure Stack?
So the units of monetization will be the same across Azure and Azure Stack. However, with Azure Stack, we recognize that customers take on the cost of hardware ownership and operations. And as such, we've adjusted the prices accordingly.
Okay, so what about marketplace items? How will they be billed?
Yeah, so for marketplace, it's a bring your own license model, which means that you contract directly with the third party provider for the service, and then you can use it in conjunction with Azure Stack.
Nice, anything else people need to know?
Yeah, just one more thing. So Windows Server and SQL Server, I know that a lot of customers already have investments in our on-premises licenses there. They are able to bring those licenses and use them in conjunction with Azure Stack.
Good stuff. So anything else people need to know?
No, I think if you want to learn more about Azure Stack, a great place to go is the product page. We have white papers and data sheets that go into a lot more detail. If you want to kick the tires on Azure Stack, download the technical preview.
And if people wanted to go and learn a little bit more about the business model associated with the hardware specifically from our partners, where would they go for that?
Yeah, so we'll have three launch partners at GA, HPE, Dell EMC, and Lenovo, and they'll be providing additional information on their hardware offerings.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the insight into the business model around Azure Stack. And thanks to you for joining us, and stick with us for more videos on Azure Stack, and we'll see you again soon.